Finally today, we're going to hear from one of the artists who took part in the recent Americana Music Festival in Nashville. I'm talking about British musician Billy Bragg. Now, it might seem funny to talk to a Brit about Americana, but as Bragg himself told me, it actually makes perfect sense.
If Americana is music inspired by American roots music, then I think we Brits have a sort of like first adapters of Americana, in the sense that in the late 1950s, there was a craze of music in the UK called skiffle. A guy named Lonnie Donegan was having hits in the charts in the UK with songs that were originally taken from the repertoire of artists such as Leadbelly, Woody Guthrie, the American folk tradition, and took off like lightning among kids as young as 13, 14, and 15.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Oh boy, you're gonna die.
That was the age of Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and George Harrison when they first started playing guitar, and they all played skiffle. And what was special about this music was that there was nothing else like it in the British charts at the time. It was almost underground.
Skiffle didn't really exist in the U.S., right? So how did the Brits hear what they were hearing from the U.S. and kind of reinvented as skiffle?
There was a guy called Ken Collier who was obsessed with the New Orleans jazz played in the first decades of the 20th century by people like Bunk Johnson and Kid Ory. In post-war Britain, he wanted to go to New Orleans and find these guys. He realized some of these guys were still playing on Bourbon Street. The only way he could think to get there was to join the Merchant Navy. But eventually he ended up in Mobile, Alabama, which is close to New Orleans, and he jumped ship, left the ship, where he actually met some of Bunk Johnson's band, and he sat in with them and he played with them. He wanted to know where this music came from, and they kind of sent him out to these old guys who were out in the bayou who were playing what we would refer to now as blues, a little bit of country, a lot of folk songs, except at the time it hadn't been genred.
Right. Well, let's take a pause and listen to Ken Collier with this new sound. This is a track from 1956. This is Ken Collier playing the song Downbound Train.
A stranger lying on a barroom floor. He drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain. Dream that you rode on a downbound train.
This is 1956. We're talking kind of the vintage of Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley and the Comets. Why do you think this American roots music took off with Brits in Britain, but not in the U.S.?
Well, you got to remember, in post-war Britain, it was pretty rough. Sweets were rationed. Clothing was rationed. Post-war austerity, most of those kids we were talking about, Lennon, McCartney, had only known the war or the post-war period all their lives. They were most of them born in the early 40s. So anything coming from America was bright, shiny, new, represented an aspiration for a better life.
Don't you think, Billy Bragg, that all music comes from somewhere else? I mean, I think of flamenco, we think Spain, but it really came from Rajasthan. You say mambo, we all think Cuba, but it really came from Congo.
I mean, particularly for a country like Britain, which has such a huge maritime history, our culture has always been porous, and our great skill has been taking other people's culture and selling it back to them. Look at the Beatles going back and playing, you know, Tamla Motown to teenagers in the United States of America. And I think music has to be like that. It has to be capable of breaking down barriers and bringing people together, and I think that's the power of music.
Billy Bragg's latest album is Tooth and Nail. He's currently touring around the U.S. playing, among other things, his own take on Americana. Billy Bragg, thank you so much.
Great to speak to you.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. How you say you're gonna leave, you know I'm gonna lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die.
Yep, that's John Lennon and his skiffle group, the Quarrymen, pre-Beatles, covering Buddy Holly. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're online round the clock at PRI.org, and we're back here on the radio tomorrow.
Cause that'll be the day.